Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 25th. Four County Labor Market Planning Board Executive Director Dana Soucy says the federal government's plan to bring 500,000 immigrants into the country by 2025 is an option to address regional unemployment. The unemployment rate for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula Economic Region recently fell to its lowest since 2006 in October, sitting at 2.3%. Soucy says the board has a project underway to understand local barriers to re-entering the workforce.
The low unemployment rate just indicates that we have a shrinking labor pool. And that, like I said, is not unique to our area. What we are exploring right now is what is unique to our area.
Soucy says the aging workforce is one of the contributing factors of the low employment participation rate, but it's also a culmination of many things. She says the board is in the middle of compiling a report from a survey targeting those who were not participating and asking them why. She says the plan is to release the report in January. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the Public Order Emergency Commission he continually heard from police they had a plan to manage anti-COVID mandate protests, but when asked about a plan from Ottawa police which had been presented to the government on February 13th, the day before the act was invoked, Trudeau says it was a plan to use liaison officers to shrink the footprint of the protest and criticized it for not being detailed enough.
It was not even in the most generous of characterizations. A plan for how they were going to end the occupation in Ottawa.
Trudeau says Ottawa police did put forward a plan he saw as much more detailed to move protesters out of Ottawa on the 17th, after the act was invoked. The Alberta government has passed a new regulation that bans mask mandates in schools. It also prevents schools from shifting to solely online learning. Kindergarten and pre-kindergarten classes in Alberta are excluded. Premier Danielle Smith says parents want their children in school and the system needs to support them. Canada Post is increasing fuel surcharges on domestic packages as of Monday. The charge will go up by 0.5 percentage point to 39.5% of the base shipping rate. The surcharge is based on the average price of diesel across Canada and it fluctuates weekly. It's Santa Claus parade season in Grey Bruce, with a few parades set for this weekend. Tonight, there are parades in Markdale, Paisley, and Mildmay. Tomorrow evening, there are parades in Beaver Valley, Port Elgin, Walkerton, and Clifford. In sports and World Cup soccer, England and the U.S. played to a 0-0 draw this afternoon. The Netherlands and Ecuador played to a 1-1 draw. Earlier, Senegal beat Qatar 3-1 and Iran blanked Wales 2-0. Canada meets Croatia on Sunday. In the OHL, 9 games tonight, including the Owen Sound Attack at Guelph. Saturday, the Attack and Storm will meet again, this time in Owen Sound. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, Walkerton visits Mitchell, Hanover hosts Wingham, and Kincardine hosts Mount Forest. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks visit the Shallow Lake Crushers, and Durham hosts Shelburne. 14 games in the NBA, the Raptors will host Dallas tomorrow night in Toronto. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.